That is entirely enough. Like most Englishmen, including, I confess, yours truly, Holmes could not find a single good word to say about America while all the time being inwardly envious and jealous of the opportunities that were enjoyed by all, even amateur detectives, in the colony that got away. "Ah," I said, ignoring him and continuing to read aloud, "the line to be taken by the defending attorney is unique and indeed quite daring. He is presenting several doctors and clergymen who will testify under oath that the female brain, and indeed the female constitution as a whole, is biologically, did you get that, Holmes, biologically incapable of such a violent and bloody crime. What do you think of that, Holmes?" He said nothing. He rose from his chair, approached me, removed the newspaper from my hands, and read the story. As he did, he slowly shook his head. "Oh, what fools these mortals be, Watson," he muttered. "Have they completely forgotten the Amazons? 3,000 years ago, they were impaling men on spears and hacking off their limbs. Our earnest suffragettes are telling us that women are equal to men in all possible ways, and they are entirely correct. This line of defense is pathetic. Even from the details given in the London press, I can see enormous gaping holes in the case presented by the prosecution. Had they any ability whatsoever in scientific deduction, this woman would..."